Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Five straight. They've lost five straight. It seems to be getting uglier by the day. You had one of the quirkiest innings you will ever see in Major League Baseball. Good news is, hey, we stopped a scoreless streak. I think that's the headline. That's the good part of yesterday. Hello, everybody. Guardians lose 5-2 to the Cubs. Audio courtesy of Guardians Television Network. Anthony Lima and Daryl Ryder is in studio today for Kenny. Daryl, welcome in. We've got so much to pour over with you. Has it reached the point of, is it apathy? Is it not a tune-in anymore? What is it with the Guardians when you lose five straight and look like they have absolutely no answers whatsoever?
I actually had no intention of watching last night's game.
Wait, Daryl, you were coming on today and you had no intention?
Then I realized I was working this morning, number one. And then number two, I'm not going to lie, it's a pretty spectacular car crash right now when it comes to the Guardians, especially offensively. They are just so ineffectual and anemic. At the plate.
Five hits last night?
I mean, the pitching's not the problem. Your starter gives up four runs. You're still in the ballgame. You should still be able to win. But where the Guardians are concerned right now, having lost 16 of their last 23, a three-run deficit. When I turned the TV on, it was 3-0 in the second inning. And I sat there and I was like, well, this one's over, but let's just watch and see what happens. And then, you know, the pickoff inning, I guess we'll call it, happened. But, like, they're just...
Three runs felt insurmountable.
It does. It absolutely feels insurmountable. They can't get the kids up here fast enough. I think look, if you need to trade Carlos Santana today to make the room necessary to bring these kids up, to get them regular bats, because I'm not in favor of bringing Chase DeLauder up and Kafis up if they're just going to play once or twice a week. I want them up.
The Manzardo special?
I want them up, and I want them in the lineup on a daily basis. So whatever moves you need to make that happen, that needs to get done this week, because this is not a situation where, well, you know, I still believe in these guys. We're going to maintain what we're doing because what we do works. No, what you're doing is not working. You can't. It's been almost a month and a half of this, Lima, going all the way back to that getaway day in Detroit. They got shut out, right? They put the AAA lineup on the field because they won the first three games in the series. And said, all right, let's just get out of town here. And it's been all downhill since then, offensively. They've not recovered from that series finale in Detroit.
Hey, here's some Steven vote on the offensive problem.
Go ahead.
It's hard to pinpoint right now. I feel like we've had the same conversation for a few weeks. We're working. Our guys, I thought, had better swings. We hit some balls hard up the middle. They got caught. Some good defensive plays by them. Thought we had pretty good at-bats off Matt Boyd. Just weren't able to string things together. We just got to continue to work. We're going to continue to work and fight and believe. We're in it right now. This is when you have to get tough. This is when you have to get, you know, let go, relax, and go play.
He's having the same conversation as we are.
I didn't want to watch last night. We watched a TV show instead. I put it on my phone, and I was a little disheartened by watching it. Now I'm just mad. I'm just mad. Stop lying to me, Stephen Vogt. You're lying.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I kind of
what's he lying about, Owen?
About how the offense is there.
Having the same conversation.
Like, I'd really like to say go to hell, and not in a way that I want him personally to, but just your comments. Like, just don't try to sell me that stuff.
Well, he's been...
I know better.
Yeah.
I have eyeballs, Steve.
Well, we talked about this yesterday, that he's had his guys back. I think that wears very thin after a while when it's so evident. Like, it's one thing to deal with, like, a slump. Every team has their ups and downs in a baseball season. Every team's going to have a bad week. The bad teams have multiple bad weeks, and then... continues to happen. I mean, the Guardians, this has been a common theme running throughout the entire season, and they haven't had any answers. There's obviously, I think you're even past the point. Like, is there going to be some big jolt? Is there going to be some groundswell of excitement when you get the DeLauder news, and when are we expecting it?
I have to think it's got to come this weekend. Okay. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Does it feel like too little, too late anyway?
It's 2 weeks too late.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Basically, we should just start like an exit velocity chant. Every time a guy hits a ball hard, that it doesn't go anywhere, we just cheer for the exit velocity. Right? Because, that's what folks said last night, right? Oh, hitting some balls hard, they're just, they're just outs. Like,
and it's only going to get worse. Like, four of the next five that they are going up against, starting pitchers, have like 2.5 ERA or below. So
what you're saying is things are looking up.
Well, you're already making very average to good pitchers look like Cy Young favorites, and now you're going up against the actual Cy Young favorites. What is it
going
to look like?
Well, going into this game, 35 of the 36 innings they had played previously, they hadn't scored a run. They'd scored a run in this game.
They finally
which was
did.
Good. They
that broke a
two,
seven.
Actually,
didn't that break a 17 inning scoreless streak?
But now they are at 43 of the 45 innings that they've played. They have not scored a run.
Yeah, that seems impossible. That's what major league teams would do if you were only playing minor league teams. But I feel like even in spring training, when they used to, they still do this where they will do the split squad and one team will go play this, the other team will play like some minor league team. Do they still do that?
They do that.
In the last 31 games, the Guardians are 11-20. 18 of those games, they scored three or fewer runs. They've been shut out six times.
Six shutouts.
That's not a slump. That's a tradition.
And obviously, it's not going to get any better. Owen, you talked yesterday about the schedule. You know, obviously, they have the two games left against the Cubs. Then they have three against... Does Detroit still have the best record in baseball? And then they have three against Houston, 51-34.
Right. They're also good at baseball.
Guys, this is going towards the end of the first half of the season, July 13th, and people could be just completely out by then. I don't know if bringing up DeLauder and, do we think there's going to be movement on Kefis? I do know they're going to trade.
Well, Kefis can't play until they get rid of Carlos Santana.
Right. They've got to trade Santana. Oof. I mean, even last night, again, Manzardo has to come into pinch hit. The guy he's pinch hitting for is batting, 180?
Well, it's so bad they don't even put the batting averages on the scoreboard at the ballpark.
You can't do that.
They put the OPS up there now. They don't even put batting averages on the big board at Progressive Field.
Probably a smart play at this point.
But just think about that. It's so bad they can't put the batting averages on the scoreboard.
I'm sorry, David Fry not batting 180. He's batting 130.
Oh.
I spotted him 50. I spotted him 50 percentage points.
Well, here's the thing with the OPS, right? So luckily I listened to the Dairy Brothers Guardians cast, and they talk about the OPS number is 712. That's the number where you go, oh, okay. Like, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Much like batting average, it's always been 300, right? That's right. Where we look at and go,
by the
that's
way,
good.
Right? I hate OPS, but go ahead.
OPS right now, you've got Jose Ramirez has an 860. You got Stephen Kwan has a 777. You got Kyle Manzardo 742, right? Those are the three that we kind of see on the offense. Nobody else is over 700.
And Manzardo doesn't get to play regularly.
Were you happy to see Rocchio last night? So, Fry.
Sure.
Fry, 130. Thomas, 164. Those were two guys that we kind of relied on.
Yeah.
I mean, we
They were the heroes of the postseason last year.
So what was one of the biggest mistakes, obviously, aside from the obvious payroll slashing, which has been well chronicled, was it that we had any expectation that those guys could replicate what they had done? Not to mention...
Well, part of that was injuries and missing, yeah, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I do feel like when Lane Thomas has been here, he's hitting the ball hard. Good for him, right? Loud outs.
Exit sometimes, velocity, Owen. Exit velocity.
It goes over
exit
the fence,
velocity. That's, and then that's most what of the time we're leaning on.
Bo Naylor batting 166.
Ugh. Our offensive catcher.
Jeez.
He at least threw a couple guys out last night.
Yeah, yesterday.
And what I thought was the most impressive thing was they didn't have to yell at the pitcher on the pass ball to run and cover home. He knew it already.
He knew it.
So Bo made a great play on that pass ball. Once again, pass ball in the major leagues. And then Gavin Williams covered home, and they actually got the out at home.
That great used job, to be guys. My forte.
I have to
forte.
Yell at my 11-year-olds all the time, make sure you're covering home. We don't have that many pass balls, but.
So they have some of the basics down. Yeah, not as many as them. That used to be my forte in RBA baseball, the dun-dun-dun-dun.
Oh, yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. You would throw the ball around intentionally, right, and the computer could never figure it out. The old NES couldn't figure it out.
Great at it.
And so they would start running around, and you would intentionally misplay the ball, but you'd have to set up the player so that you could make sure to get that relay throw in, and then you would get them out. You'd be like, I outsmarted the 1988 NES computer system. They buttoned things up a little bit later on. They figured things out.
They did eventually get it.
Yeah.
By the time they put out Little League World Series.
But no, then, and Tommy Lasorda's.
Yes.
Was it RBI baseball?
Yeah. Those were the days.
None of those shenanigans were going to work anymore. Anyway.
These kids today don't know how good we had it back in the day.
But what was your favorite, Daryl? What was your favorite sports? Because I don't do the gaming anymore. Like, Ken still is playing all the video games.
He's brought in his old PlayStation 2 to play.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of the show, he'll just be doing PlayStation 2.
Yeah, we don't even have a console in our home.
We own an Xbox. It's not been hooked up for 6 years, but we own it.
Your kids aren't doing anything, Owen?
No, we're busy with playing sports.
Is
in real
that
life.
By edict of Owen?
Yeah, a lot of it. And then they also all have phones. So okay, not like they're not doing anything. They do stuff on
so
the phone.
So when we was a thing, my nephews got that for a Christmas present. So we did like the baseball and the tennis games and all that. And I was completely lost. I'm like, what are we doing here? Can we just, like, there's a tennis court down the street. Can we just go do that? There's a ball field around the corner. Can we just go over there and do that? Like, I'm just like, what are we doing here? Why am I having to hit a button to swing? And what's the right angle to swing at? No, get out of here.
Well, I am worried.
Get out of here with your video games, you kids.
I know we're sounding very old. Oh, and I'm shocked that you have the family that you have and you don't have.
Yeah.
The gaming going on. I know you guys, your kids are very active. I just assumed even the active kids.
Remember the little black and white screens that we had, right?
Oh, yeah.
They look like the Etch-a-Sketch.
That's what I'm saying. They have Fortnite on their phone. They don't need.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that counts.
They're playing a ton.
But I think of the kids having the headsets, talking to complete strangers.
Yeah, they can go do that in other houses. We're raising world-class athletes here, Anthony.
I understand that. It's like people have told me, like, yeah, I'm playing whatever game against so-and-so on the Cleveland Browns because that's all those guys do. That's all any of the athletes do today.
Well, why do you think they're, you know, in not only the NBA, but like the Browns added the virtual reality thing to they're trying to find new ways to teach the younger athlete of today, to connect with them, for them to be able to absorb the information. And the game system thing is a big part of that.
Isn't that incredible, though? I remember watching.
We need to get one of those in there, like a batting cage then, and maybe have the Cleveland Guardians virtually swing at baseball.
Well, they have that, like,
and then
pitch
they can virtually see
whatever.
A ball, you know, drop into a gap and
a virtual pass ball. Anything that will. I do laugh. I remember ESPN Game Day like 5 years ago did a big piece on, oh, this is coming. This is going to help quarterback play. They're going to be able to simulate what it's going to be like in the pocket with bodies flying alongside them, and this is going to perfect the quarterbacking skill. I'm like, feels like quarterbacking's gotten no better. All this stuff that they do.
I'd argue it's gotten worse.
You can bring all the brooms you want. These teams are still going to go through five quarterbacks this year, and none of it's going to be adequate quarterback play.
Hey, listen, I'm actually hoping to see some brooms at training camp this year out there on the practice field.
Some brooms? Yeah. Are you going to come out there? Are you going to harass the quarterback?
Like, no, we leave that to the assistant coaches, but it's still pretty entertaining to watch when they're running up there with the brooms in the quarterback's face.
I mean, Dylan Gabriel, I'm a little nervous.
He might not be able to see over the broom.
I'm a little nervous for Dylan Gabriel if those brooms come out. 216-474-0092. Free agency rolling on in the NBA, your Cavaliers, who I've seen some of the sports books say they are the favorites in the Eastern Conference. They did get Larry Nance Jr. back, which I do think was a good signing. The question with Larry is whether or not he can play, whether or not, you know, much in the same way Lonzo Ball, you don't know about his availability. On paper, Larry Nance Jr. is a great pickup if he's available, because they absolutely need backup big men. He is beloved here, even after he had left the Cavaliers through some of his stops, whether it was Portland or New Orleans or Atlanta. He still tweets about Cleveland all the time. He still shouts out local businesses. So I think it's a very good move to bring him back. Let's just keep fingers crossed that he can stay healthy. Pretty lengthy career now. I mean, he's 32. Yeah. He's been in the NBA since 2015, where he was a late first-round pick.
Yep.
Most late first-round picks don't have any kind of career in the NBA. So congratulations to him. Pretty cool to see him once again in Cavs uniform. But that wasn't the only news yesterday when it came to NBA free agency. Ty Jerome, once again back in the news, as the fan base has been debating continually. Did it have to be a choice between Sam Merrill and Ty Jerome? Most people would admit that Ty Jerome is the better basketball player based on what we saw last year, yet they're keeping Merrill, the sharpshooter, for various reasons. We've gotten into a bunch of that, but we were wondering, was it Kobe Altman, was the Cavs organization, were they caught off guard in negotiations? Was it that Ty Jerome didn't want to be here? I remember that had been said. As it turns out, if you believe Ty Jerome, he said in a social media post yesterday that he was not given the option to return. Daryl, your thoughts?
Well, is Ty Jerome worth $70 million a year?
No.
Then that's why he's not here. Not because they were going to have to pay him that, but that was the price tag. It was north of $70 million. His salary plus the tax penalty.
Which is extremely...
Right.
This when year, people are learning a lot about how punitive the salary cap is.
So he's not worth $70 million. That's just a bad investment. That's not to say that he's not a good player. But the other part of it, too, is you do have to put a tremendous amount of weight on the postseason performance. He was Casper the Friendly Ghost in the playoffs. Sorry. That's just the reality of that situation. So if you no-show in the playoffs in a year in which you were supposed to go deep, get to the conference finals at worst, and you get gentlemen swept by the Pacers in round two, well, I don't know that I'm willing to invest $70 million to bring you back. I'll do 12, 15. I can do that. But I'm not taking a $70 million hit just to keep you around when you were a non-factor in the postseason, and that's when they need you most.
All right, put out yesterday on one of his Instagram stories, Cleveland this past year will always hold a special place in my heart, Jerome said on his Instagram. Although I was never presented with the option of returning, nor did last season end how I wanted it to. I will never forget all this year. Brought. Now, I hear what you're saying, Daryl. I do wonder, though. I mean, it wouldn't have cost them $70 million if they would have said goodbye to Sam Merrill and kept Ty Jerome at that number. I mean, you think about what the fact that Merrill got more stunned just about everybody in the NBA. Now, they're two different players, obviously. You know, Ty Jerome, the ball would kind of stick to him, but nobody was complaining about that all season.
Well, because he scored. That's why.
He's one of the most efficient guards in the NBA. I mean, he's basically 54.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
40-90 last year. He did it in less minutes than a starter. You know, we were asking that question in the season, whether any teams would throw starter money at him. Clearly they weren't. There's been like no cap space to speak of in this free agency.
Well, in the NBA is becoming now, you have like the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and God bless him, I am all about players getting their bag. Okay, I'm not pocket watching here, but the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is getting north of $70 million a season to me is insanity. And what you're going to start to see in the NBA is these teams are going to have these max players, and then the rest of the team is going to be like on veteran minimum contracts.
Yeah.
It's like the median wage in the NBA, right? That 8 to 15 to $20 million range is getting whittled down. It's either you're below $8 million a year or you're north of 20 and 30 million a year.
The middle class has been squeezed out big time in their CBA, so they got that new television contract, which was huge, a lot more money. Even if the cap is only going up 8%, people thought it was going to go up 10.
Yeah.
The local TV revenue hit is one of the reasons that was cited. I did find this interesting. So Zach Lowe, somebody we will play his audio from time to time, He's feeling really good about the Cavs' placement in the East, but
nobody in the East is scared of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Like, nobody. And I think they walk in next season as the favorite and the best team, and they'll win a whole ton of games again. And I'm talking Hawks, Magic, who played them in a 7-game series 2 years ago, Knicks, whoever it may be, Pistons. I mean, Pistons maybe should be a little scared. Giannis, I'd probably pick the Cavs right now to win the East, but none of these teams are like, oh, well, we can't beat the Cavs. They're like, the Cavs, they roll over every playoffs. We can beat the Cavs. That's all I'm saying about the Cavs.
Audio courtesy of the Ringer. So that's so interesting to me. He's saying I would pick the Cavs. He's saying a lot of people would pick the Cavs, but essentially, he has no faith in the Cavs. Nobody's scared of the Cavs. We saw that this year. Like, the Pacers got this entire run started based on beating the Cavs.
Well, why would you believe in the Cavs?
When he says to win the East, does he mean have the best record during the regular season or end up in the NBA Finals as the representative of the conference?
And you know what? It's a fair question because, as we know, and Cavs fans should know especially, they're two different seasons. They are two different seasons.
All I've heard for a month now is, oh, the Cavs are going to be the best team in the East. Yes, for the 5 months or 4 months or whatever that the regular season is. But then from April to June, they do this totally different thing.
Well, actually, it's just April to May. They never get to June.
They laugh at them. They laugh at them when they try to be physical with their opponents because they know there's no way in hell the Cavs are going to be able to withstand more than 2 minute stretches of, you know, trying to compete physically with even, you know, the 8 seeds in the conference.
Well, I want to know 216-474-0092. Are the Cavs worse than last year? Because on paper, okay, and I can't speak to the development of guys like Evan Mobley. I'm assuming he's working his ass off to get better and better and better, and I assume he is going to keep getting better and better and better. Is that going to be enough to make up for the loss of, you got two rotation guys out of there in Ty Jerome and Okoro? You know, Okoro was unplayable in the playoffs, but in the regular season, he had plenty of good moments for the Cavs. You've lost two of those guys.
I'm trying not to roll my eyes at you right now when you talk about Isaac Okoro.
Why?
He's a one-dimensional player.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Okoro, but they
just... But they're not worse because Isaac Okoro is not on this roster.
Well, he was their best defensive player.
Okay,
right? Great.
Defense doesn't score points.
But in the regular season, where they were as dominant as anybody outside Oklahoma City,
and he was a
big part of their defense.
And he's a big reason why the offense had to play 5-on-4 basketball. Because he was left alone.
But opposing teams would pray
that he would shoot the ball.
You're talking about the playoffs. I'm just talking about regular season.
I'm talking about regular season, too. They used to leave wide open.
Who cares about the regular season anymore?
Well, I'm just saying to get through the regular season, like we're assuming that they're still going to win a bunch of games, right?
I think it's a wash where they're at right now.
I think it's... So you're counting on Lonzo Ball.
I don't think that they're any worse, but I also don't think that they're demonstratively better.
So I think their bench is worse. I think losing Ty Jerome, their bench is definitely worse than it was last year. Like Lonzo Ball, if you're betting on him to be a big part of their playoff run, I think you probably are not.
I'm kind of betting on him to be a trade chip at the trade deadline.
How so? What value do you think he's going to have?
I have no idea, but he's going to be on a... From the team standpoint, because it's a team option, you're on an expiring contract. And as we know, expiring contracts are pretty valuable in the NBA. It's not so much about the player. It's about the contract.
I've seen some Cavs fans that are really excited. I mean, he is a bigger guard. He is a playmaker.
I'm shocked
he's a much
you're not
better
wearing
defensive player.
Your BBB today.
I did on Monday. I have three
your
hoodies and my wife has one. Was this better business to bring in Lonzo Ball?
The big ball away. Ball control.
If it were him from 4 years ago, you know, I'd be ecstatic about, because his profile of the player is exactly the type of guy
that he is. The Shador Sanders of the NBA.
Yeah, people say that. Yeah, his dad, you haven't really heard much from him in recent years. I know he did some local stuff recently again.
He had some health stuff.
And he had some health stuff for sure. I'd love to see him back here. And
we got two of the biggest helicopter dads on the planet in Cleveland now.
Look, as a helicopter dad, Daryl, these two are an inspiration for
now,
me.
Now, wait a second. Lonzo, LeVar Ball, his kids got drafted in the top four.
That's right.
They weren't sitting around waiting for the fifth round to hear their name called. All right, 216-474-0092. Want to hear from Cavs fans. Do you think they are worse than last year? Daryl said negligible. I mean, he says that he thinks they're pretty much on the same footing. That was Chris Ronan yesterday. We also heard from Mayor Bibb, who put out a statement. Did we reach out? Did Mitch reach out? We were hoping to have the mayor on. We haven't been able to talk to him in a few years. He said that we're deeply disappointed. The final state budget includes a $600 million public subsidy for Dome Stadium in Brook Park and change to the Ohio Art Model Law. It says relocating the Browns will divert economic activity from downtown, creating a competing entertainment district and disrupt the momentum of a lakefront development. Nobody has been following this closer than Daryl. And I've seen, as I'm sure you have, a lot of misinformation that has been out about this, Daryl. So the first thing, since I know we had a chance to talk to you, you know, on the phone, but now that you're in studio, now that this is all done, where are we? What's the timeline? And, you know, these, look, political decisions and with wealthy billionaires create winners and losers all the time. Just look at the beautiful budget bill right now that is going through Congress. There are always going to be winners and losers when these things happen. So who are the winners here? Who are the losers?
Well, obviously the Haslams and the Browns are the winners. And, you know, the city of Cleveland and Chris Ronan would be the losers. I'm not calling them losers, but they did lose here because they were staunchly opposed to the project, even though that the $2+ billion that the Haslams are investing in this complex is the largest investment ever made in the county. Now you could say, well, Dan Gilbert bedrock the $3.5 billion mm-hmm. plans that they have for the riverfront. Well, the only thing that's being executed right now is the Cleveland Clinic Global Peak Performance Center for the Cavaliers in the clinic, and you know the tax increment financing they did for that riverfront is like a 40-50 year thing. So I mean, we're still waiting for the second casino to get built. So like, there's no guarantees, and I think that that was a big reason why there was such staunch opposition, is because if the lakefront opens up, which now it is going to open up, I think that obviously is, you know, a competing interest for what's, you know, going to happen on the riverfront. And I, you know, there's an argument to be made that the lakefront property might be even more valuable than the riverfront property. But this notion that the Browns are this massive economic driver for Cleveland, while nothing has been done to drive the economy around that stadium for 30 years, I just, to use Chris Ronan's, that dog don't hunt. Like, you know, you got parking lots around the thing. You've done.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nothing with it, and now all of a sudden you're saying that the Browns leaving is going to absolutely destroy and cripple downtown. I don't think that that's fair. You got the two facilities that you want downtown. It's the ballpark and the arena.
Yeah, there's so few events that are downtown. That's kind of the point that I had been making from the get-go.
The lakefront is deserted. Go, like, if you, I'm serious. After the show, 10 o'clock comes, we can walk down East 9th Street down there, and you're not going to see anyone on the lakefront. You'll see a couple people walk in and out of the Rock Hall in the Science Center. But it's pretty much deserted.
You will see some workers that are removing Deshaun Watson visuals from the stadium. I do think they're busy doing that as we speak. But you're right. Yeah, there's not a lot there. So how should we feel about this as a community? We're getting our temperature-controlled domes so fans won't have to put up with, you know, any of the elements that, I got to say, outside of Buffalo, and maybe we're right up there. I don't know anybody's had worse weather the last 10 years than we have. For whatever reason.
And the climate is shifting so extreme. I mean, we now go from...
Save your politics, Daryl. That's not what we're here for.
Well, we go literally from winter to summer and then back to winter. Like, spring and fall has all but vanished. There's been really no, you know, transition.
But it's been temperamental there.
It really has. And I mean...
And I knew when Mike DeWine was here with... I think the commissioner, along with the Haslams, as their guests for that game against the Bears, it was another bad weather game. Yep. And I'm just like, man, that couldn't have worked out better. That could not have worked out better for Jimmy and D, that they got yet another bad weather game. So from a fan perspective, you're going to get that. Will any of this be affordable? You did not see anything related to PSLs. I noticed that. Is that something that is going to be a prolonged debate? I shouldn't say debate. If the Haslams want to do it, they're going to do it.
No, I can tell you it is something that they are debating. It is a debate. It is an internal debate within the organization because they recognize the commitments that Browns fans have made for a team that quite frankly does not win on the field. At least on a consistent basis in the last 30 years, or at least since this team has come back into the league. But then there's also the reality that when you're putting up $2 billion plus of your own money, you're going to expect a return on that investment. The Buffalo Bills right now are having no problem selling their PSLs.
Which shocked me. Saw the prices.
Obviously, the further away from the field you go, the lower the PSL. The range, this is just off the top of my head. I think it was like $1,500 for like upper deck and stuff like that, and then upwards of $25K for the premium spaces. But that's for premium spaces, and let's be honest about it. A lot of new construction. Look at what the Guardians did over at Progressive Field. It's all about the premium spaces. That's just the economics. I mean. When you have the revenues continuing to go up, what's driving the revenues going up is, the fan participation, right? And the money that's being spent and the TV money that's coming in. So it's going to be a 67,500-seat facility for football. They can expand it to 70,000-plus for, other events and whatnot. But, it's something, when you look around the country, Anthony, and what's happening, you look at how Indianapolis has turned their dome into an economic driver. Detroit has benefited from having a dome for the Lions. The Titans are putting building a dome right now. Philadelphia, Washington, Kansas City, Chicago all want to build domes. That's where this is going. And I think it's smart, and from my standpoint, I give the Haslams credit for seeing this. Because if they didn't build the dome now, you're talking two and three times the cost waiting 10, 15 years down the line. And by then, you're out.
It seems if you wait 6 months, the price goes up exponentially. And I did see some of the features of the dome, including the dog pound that is going to, if anybody's familiar with what the Clippers did, yes. What Ballmer did with the wall, yes. If you've seen any of it, it has been a dynamic innovation for NBA and sports in general. Is that something they kind of emulating?
They built that for the Columbus Crew, too. They have one of those. So the Crew Stadium actually was a pretty big influence on what they ultimately came up with the design here. For this stadium and what they did in Columbus. The closest front row seat, closest last row seat, the dog pound being a wall, the visiting tunnel is going to be right next to the dog pound. So, they want to create a home field advantage in a hostile environment.
Oh, they're not going to ask the fans to be on their P's and Q's and make sure to welcome the rival teams?
Well, they're not going to be allowed to throw batteries and dog biscuits like at the old stadium when I was a kid.
What's the point?
They're not going to have dozen egg night? Daryl.
An unfortunate thing that happened.
So it does seem, I think people have been missing this for years, home field advantage. They would associate it with the weather. No, that has never been an advantage.
The weather has never helped the Browns. Well, except for the Phil Dawson field goal game against the Bills and the Blizzard.
Yeah, you go. There's one instance. The home field advantage is how loud can your stadium get?
Yes.
What's the proximity of the fans to the field? And that place, the noise escapes. At Brown Stadium just escapes right over to the lake.
I've been to Seattle. I've seen their stadium and how loud it is with the canopy that they have over the stands. But domes are loud, and that's what the Browns are trying to create with this design is a way to give themselves a home field advantage because – clearly, the team they put on the field doesn't give them an advantage at all.
I did see yesterday there were some accounts that were going back and forth about, what's going to happen with development downtown. The Browns had originally, correct me if I'm wrong here, Daryl, did they not say originally they were going to assist financially in the demolition of the stadium and possible lakefront development? Is that now off the table because of this war that happened between the county, the city, and the team?
I can tell you that the Browns made an offer to the city of Cleveland, and Justin Bibb, the mayor, didn't want to take their phone call.
Well, he would have taken their money.
He turned it down.
Well,
he turned it down.
So he would. You're telling me, and we'll reach out. We will absolutely reach out to the city to make sure. But that's. That doesn't even make sense. Like, why would the city
to fight it in court. They wanted to fight and try and force the team to stay.
So you're saying the city is going to be on the hook completely for the demolition of the stadium?
The Browns don't own the building. It's not their building. So, and the lease requires that they return the building to the city upon expiration in a certain condition. The city obviously is required by the terms of the lease to make sure that the building stays in working
order. Do we think the Haslam should step up here and put the bill because they did get all the rewards of the stadium?
I think
so. Shouldn't they take part in,
standpoint, they should. Yeah, from a PR standpoint, and I think it's probably going to be around $30 million to take that thing down, which I know that seems bananas to think about that it's going to cost that much money to demo the building, but that just is what it is. From a PR standpoint, I would say, yeah, the Haslams should come out and say, we'll take the stadium down. But as far as anything above and beyond that, absolutely not. If I were the Haslams, I'd tell the city to pound salt. You had a chance to get a contribution from us, and you told us to pound salt, and you took us to court, this, that, and the other. So they really tried to do this in a non-confrontational way. And the city made it confrontational.
216-474-0092. Daryl Ryder in studio. Nobody has covered this or followed this closer in town than Daryl over the last few years. He's been on it. So if you have anything, if you have any questions, Daryl is here to answer. How do you guys feel, Browns fans? How do you feel that the Dome is here? The Haslams have won their battle with the city and the county.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.